So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm so glad you're here with me today. On today's show, I hope you really enjoy what we're talking about today. Today, we're going to be talking to Dr. Sherwood and his wife, Dr. Sherwood, and he's running for governor in Oklahoma, but we're not just going to talk about his campaign. He has lived quite a life. Him and his wife both have lived amazing lives, and we're going to get to know them as people. And so I hope you really enjoyed today's show, because the things that we talk about, I thought were very fascinating. He was part of the power team. I don't know if you guys know the power team, but he was part of the power team where they used to karate chop wood blocks and bricks with their head and tear phone books with their hands. We're going to talk to him. He was also a bodybuilder, him and his wife. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about his careers. We're going to talk about her career. It's going to be a great show. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, if you, speaking of health, are looking to get a healthy way of life, just like I am, in the link below, I just partnered with a new company, and I cannot wait to get my Timeless Box, because in my Timeless Box, it's going to have a mineral oil that helps with fine lines, wrinkles. It's going to help my skin. It's going to help with the dark circles or any skin conditions that I might have. It's going to help with the dry skin that I have in Arizona. Helps with eyelashes and eye growth. But not only that, if you take a dropper full and put it in your mouth, it's going to be a fat blocker too. So not only can you use it at night in your nighttime routine, but before you eat, put a couple drops on your tongue and use that as a fat blocker. And not only that, I'm going to get this Infinity Boost, and it's going to be great for my skin. It's super antioxidant. It's going to be great for my health, my digestive health, my heart health, my blood health, my sexual health, all the health. So I'm getting that right now. And the cool thing is, since you are a listener of the Amber May Show, if you use the link below or the AmberMay.myinfinity.com, you can get the Timeless Box. That's normally $192. You could get it for $99. So you can do that. And the links are in the description or on my website. And hey, if you're looking to get lose weight like I am, because I'm doing the weight loss thing too. And so that's what I was really excited when I partnered with them. They're going to just help further my weight loss goals and my wellness goals. There is an Infinity challenge kit that you can get that has meal replacements and all kinds of stuff to help burn fat, help you lose weight, curb your appetite, make your skin look amazing. All that and more, the links in the description. Or you can go to AmberMay.myinfinity.com. And so, you know, also, I partnered with an artist called The Commander's Artist. The artwork is gorgeous. Use promo code Amber and you can save some money. And again, the link is in the description. So if you like patriotic art, the guy is really talented. Mike is really talented. He's the artist behind The Commander's Artist. So go to commandersartist.com, use promo code Amber and save some money. So up next, without further ado, I have Dr. Sherwood and Mrs. Dr. Sherwood on the program. They're going to be talking about their amazing life. I think you're going to really have a good time. All that and more coming up. Hey guys, it's Amber May, and guess what I have for you? I want to show you towels that actually work. Oh, they're from MyPillow, and right now there's a killer sale going on MyPillow. When you go visit mypillow.com/Amber, these are the softest towels, and the towels actually work I was trying them out at her house, and then I'm like, I gotta go home and buy my own set of towels. And since then, I've been switching all my towels to MyPillow towels. So, hey, use promo code AMBER at MyPillow.com/AMBER and get towels that actually work. Get a 6-piece towel set, normally $109. Get it right now for $39. So, MyPillow.com, use promo code AMBER. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /AMBER May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code AMBER May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /AMBER May and use promo code AMBER May to save some money. And so I think it's such a cool experience that he's raising one godly man after another godly man, where the nation, like our society for the longest time, has just beat down men. And it's sad because I'm raising a young boy that I want to thrive and have, you know, the authority that God put him on and give him the courage to go out and conquer the world that God wants him to conquer. So I'm so excited to be talking to you because you're running for governor.
I am.
I mean, you've had quite the career.
Yeah.
I think you're the coolest guy. Like, after I first met you in October, my husband was just, he really liked you. Like, there was something about you that just really connected with him. And so you used to be a police officer. And then, and you were a bodybuilder too. Do you still do that, or?
No, I mean, I still train. We get up in the morning and still train like that.
Yeah.
No plans to go back on stage or anything, but we made a statement to self that we would try to stay 3% or 4% away from walking on the stage. But again, we're just honoring the temple. That's all it boils down to. I want to make sure my temple is, we both do, a good representation of what God is about. You know, Christians should be encouraged to work hard to be the fittest people on the planet. You know, that's kind of how we should think.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. But tell me what it was like, because I have a sister who did that for a little bit, and it was exciting because she won her first, I don't know what they call it, match, or I don't know what they call it, showing.
Like a competition?
Yeah, she won her first one, that first place, and it was so exciting because she was brand new at it. What was that like for you guys? Were you doing it too?
She is a national champion.
Really?
Yeah, go figure.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So, like, for you, and then we'll get to you what it was like, because as a female, we have body issues.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about men. I can't speak for men, but I know for females we do. But what was that like for you competing, and what got you started in wanting to compete for fitness?
When I was in high school, I was not very tall, I was not very fit. And even up to, you know, in my day it was junior high, today it's middle school. I was bullied a little bit, picked on in those days, we call it. And I never really liked the way I looked. always was self-conscious of that. And I lived overseas when I played professional baseball in Australia. And I had nothing to do during the day, and it kind of got me into, lifting and stuff like that. My body changed. It was crazy. And then when I joined the police department, somebody said, well, you need to do a contest. And I thought, what? No. And I guess for me, it was one of the deals where I'm going to do this to overcome this idea of a negative body image. And that's why I did it. Didn't have any expectation, but it turns out, you know, my body developed in a way that was able to get a good score from the judges, so I won a few times, which
that's
is cool.
Yeah.
So I did several contests, and you know, I believe it or not, for me, I tried to always play Christian music when I would do the posing routines, just to kind of use as a tool.
Yeah.
But it was a great thing, and I'm glad I learned how to exercise, and I learned how to care about myself, and it's helped us a lot in our careers.
That was the same for my sister. She learned a lot about fitness, eating right, exercising. And then she went on to like kind of coach people that were kind of interested in wanting to have a healthier lifestyle, which I thought was great. It did help her self-image. But I want to touch on that because this is something different. I don't know about men, but you said men also, boys also deal with body image. Yeah. So what is that like as a young man? And I wonder if that could play into some of the gender issues that we see going on, that maybe it's not really truly that they don't, maybe it's the body image that's feeding into the idea that they're not who God created them to be.
So there's a couple things there to think about. In our world today, and my wife and I have talked about this a lot, we're lacking men right now.
Yes.
And that is not a sexist thing.
No, it's not.
If a man becomes a man like he's supposed to, serving heart, honoring his wife, treating her like she's part of himself, with respect and dignity, and really honoring God through that, understanding that they're one, that type of man is irresistible to ladies and becomes irresistible to my wife. She loves me. But she loves me because I'm learning to love God and love her the way God loves her. And in today's world, what we've seen over the last, I don't know, probably 50 years, is you've seen the absence of the man and the absence of manhood create this gap and this void, and it's forced ladies to step up and fill roles that they were never intended to fill. And that's not a sexist thing either.
No, it's not.
And so what happens is now you've got this disjointed representation of who God is in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God created man, and then he created woman for man. So it doesn't mean that man's superior. It's
right.
He made man first.
Right.
And so they become one.
Right.
And they, as that one, represent God to their children. So when they're not complete, there's not a good representation there. And today, you're seeing the catastrophic attack on the families, and I'll just be straight to the point with this, is you're seeing men demasculate themselves.
That's true.
You're not seeing women remasculate themselves.
Right.
You're seeing men demasculate, and you're seeing women men become women.
That's right.
And that is not supposed to be. Furthermore, within our nutritional intake of food, there's compounds there that are estrogenic, meaning there's more estrogen going into men's lives through the food supply, the water supply, the things we put in our bodies, the things we breathe, and it's becoming a problem. And we've tried our best to tell men to step up, and it's not about being dominant. It's about being loving and kind. And the more I do that, the more my wife loves me.
I agree.
Which is awesome. I love it when she loves me.
That's how I feel about mine, about my husband. He's like that, then I feel that way too.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in training and competing with working out and all that stuff?
Well, I mean, I was on track to go to the Olympics in the late 80s.
Wow.
As a martial artist in Taekwondo. Suffered a massive injury, and that ends your Olympic career like overnight. So part of my comeback story was when you're that athletic, you're training 7 days a week, sometimes twice a day. You're not ready to give up that competitive edge. So getting into the gym in that way was actually the way that I rehabilitated a knee. It took me over a year to do that, but I found another way to compete in the gym. So I just took my talents and put them elsewhere into, you know, bodybuilding, whatever you, you know, call that sport. It's not really a sport.
I kind of see it sort of like that because you're doing things like exercising, competing, and stuff like that. I don't know what else to call it.
Well, it's just, it's different. There is no rule book in that arena. So you learn very quickly whether or not you want to stay in that arena or you want to use your talents and leadership potential elsewhere.
And what did you come up with? What did, after trying and dipping your toe in it, did you do it for a while or were you like, oh, maybe not so much?
I did it for many years, and then I realized to go to different levels it would take some other things. And it's a full-time job. You know, it really is one of the hardest things that you do because you restrict yourself from certain food. By the end, you exercise not just once a day, sometimes twice a day. You're doing double cardio. You've got to do all the tanning. You've got to do all the hair, the makeup, the swimsuits. Plus, then you've got to deprive yourself from all the things moving into the show. So it really is a test of being able to sustain from the things that we enjoy.
Okay. You know. What was it like behind the scenes as far as women? Were they catty? Were they mean? Were they encouraging? What was it like?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, it depends upon where you had your group or your comrades, if you will. Yeah, so some of them could be really catty, but others were very encouraging. You find that women will come together and encourage each other, which is really what we should do.
Yeah,
build each other up, find the beauty in the other person, and
that's,
you know.
It's just too often, that's just not the case, and you speak about junior high. I mean, I had it so bad in junior high.
Yeah.
Every other day, my friend, I would find a friend, or they not my friends, or maybe they'll be my friends, or they complain about my hair, or my shoes, or my clothes, and you just can't handle that, you know? Like, not every day. I mean, kids are so mean in junior high.
They are.
Well, and the emotional maturity of children, you know, when those things come upon you, they get inside you.
Right.
And so if you grow up in that environment, it's easier to go down a negative pathway so that you fit in, whether it's drugs or alcohol.
That's exactly right. That's a good point. And so just growing up, you know, as women do, I just have found women tend to tear you down for whatever reason. Maybe they're insecure, maybe they're jealous, whatever their reason is. I've never been that kind of person. I've always been like, oh, you're so pretty, I love your hair, or you're so nice. I've always been that person. But I've always experienced those other women that just want to tear you down all the time. And it's just like, why can't we, as women, just be kind to one another? Why does it have to be a competition?
We just need more Jesus.
That's exactly it.
Fruits of the Spirit.
And so you were a police officer and doing the bodybuilding at the same time?
Yeah, I actually was a police officer for 24 years.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
You know, people should thank police officers that retire or do that for that long, because it's just the same as serving your country as a military.
Yeah, it is. And I hope people understand that, because the idea of PTSD is there. I was on the SWAT team for 10 years, and even while I was on the police department, you know, doing the bodybuilding, I was traveling around the world with the power team at the same time.
You were?
Yes.
I love the power team.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did
so
you,
I was
like,
the guy
break
with
boxes and everything and bricks and all that?
Totally.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't date him unless he tore a phone book.
That is so cool.
She made me tear a phone book before I would date. She would date me.
Oh, I wish you could do that still. Maybe
I still can.
You can.
Oh,
but we don't have phone books. Darn it. I would love to see that right now.
Oh, yeah.
For people who don't know what the Power Team was, they were the coolest group, what, 80s, 90s?
Yeah, it started in the 80s and went to probably the early 2000s.
Yeah, they were a Christian organization that would go around the nation, and they would break bricks with their hands or feet or their head. Or wooden bar, just wood.
Ice, we did ice and stuff,
It was the coolest thing. Yeah. I mean, it really drew the young people in to see these men.
do the craziest things.
You'll find this is hilarious. I was doing a campaign speech just a couple weeks ago, and the announcer guy made some goofy comment about see if I could top my opponent's speech. Uh-huh. And somebody from the crowd says, get him a phone book. You know, remember that. And so I do the whole speech, and people are standing up and cheering, and I'm thinking, good, good, good. Somebody went to the post office and got a phone book.
Oh, my gosh. So that's awesome.
They made me tear this phone book. And so 40,000 views later, the video's gone crazy now. It's cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that was just recently, so I can still do that.
Oh, man. So you served in the police department.
Yep.
And thank you for your service, and that was really cool. So then how do you go from being a police officer to a doctor to running for governor? I mean,
you lose your mind like three times. No, what happened was my last probably 10 years in the police department, I was in charge of recruiting, training, developing the younger officers. And so in that time, they also wanted to start a wellness program. And I realized quickly that PTSD was not just isolated to our military personnel, that it was actually the police personnel. And I realized it's probably life. And people were dying. And so I was in charge of a wellness program that we didn't have.
That's great, because police officers see so much trauma.
Totally.
Most people don't see trauma except maybe once in their life, but the police officers are constantly bombarded with trauma almost every day they go on to the job.
You see it every day, and unlike the military, there's no leave.
There is no leave.
You don't get off. You're typically not making a whole lot of money, so you're working multiple jobs. And you get so damaged by that. You see things that no person ought to see, and you can't, I mean, people say, well, just forget it. You can't forget that.
No.
You know, I can't forget seeing people's brains
splattered
all over the place. I can't forget that.
I have a family member who's a police officer and have seen the exact same thing, or holding a child like that. Same thing. And it's really hard. You can't forget that.
No.
But the beautiful thing about you and that person is your heart is still so beautiful. Dr. Sherwood, you're one of the most beautiful people I've met, and your wife is so kind and lovely, and so is that individual that I know. And I think that goes back to your relationship with God and your calling as a police officer. I truly believe 100% when a man or a woman is called to be a police officer, it's from God, because we have this sin problem on earth, and who's going to take care of that sin problem? God has soldiers. He put specific people, as hard as it is to see that trauma, because it is, there's some kind of way He's made my family member, to be able to deal better than others with that trauma. It's a calling. You don't just wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm going to be, I really truly think like being a pastor is a calling. I really think being a police officer, being a soldier is a calling.
Pastors, police officers are really the same. You're dealing with people in their worst situation. You have to come up with solutions, right? And so, you know, all that, you know, prepared me to go into the area of, you know, protection and service, to then expanding that call, protection and service, as a naturopathic doctor. Same thing, just bigger, different. And now that call has been transitioned to protection and service for the citizens of Oklahoma, the citizens of the United States of America, and to bring healing to the land, not just physically, but also emotionally, economically, and spiritually. And God's gifted us for a time such as this. And we're not intimidated. We're not scared of it. We are going to step up into it with the same passion we've ever done. And in us, it's just like following the call of God. It's not anything special. It's like we're doing what we're supposed to do.
You know, something really amazing about you is I've talked to professional athletes, and when that is gone, it devastates their world. And a lot of times the temptation is drugs. The fact you didn't do that, and you found a mechanism to take that passion you had of being an athlete, because that had to be a very tough blow. to go to almost being an athlete in the Olympics and then not being able, that is amazing that you didn't go to the World of Drugs and Alcohol. You found another way to do that and still compete and still be that athlete. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. I don't know what else to say. So how do you go from that being a bodybuilder and now, I mean, you're a physician, you're a doctor, you go to heal people. When did that transition? When did you be like, oh, I think I should go to medical school? Like, how did that happen?
Well, you can actually find that online in my story called The Prayer List. It's not only our love story, but it's the story of my life and the tragedies that I went through young. You know, and it really truly is the power of the Lord on the inside of you. When you look back at that, you go, that's not me. That's the work of the Lord. I was never alone, even though I felt alone. Yeah. Even though those were dark times, those were hard times, I lived in my car. I worked my way through medical school by the work of my own hands as a massage therapist. You just work your way through it. And you look back on that and you go, God had a plan.
Yeah,
and
she
orchestrated our relationship with his plan.
Did you guys meet while you guys were competing? Is that how you guys met?
It's interesting. You know, we were at the same contest probably many times and never saw each other.
Oh, how funny.
We didn't meet until I was retired from the police department, kind of going in the direction of naturopathic. And I actually, and I don't want to spoil the movie. This is great. This is a great story. But I went into her clinic and I was working for a supplement company educating doctors on how to mix in nutraceuticals to the practice, kind of move
so
in this direction.
Yes.
And I called on her and we met that day and talked and chivalry's not dead unless you kill it, right?
That's right.
So I actually stuck my hand. I said, her name is Dr. Neal. I said, Dr. Neal, thanks for your time today. I couldn't let go of her hand.
Aww.
And there were people around me and it was like so awkward. It was like, you need to do something, dude. Like, have some courage, will you? You know, so I'm like freaking out a little bit here, you know?
Right.
And so I asked her to dinner and she said yes. And it was love
at first sight. How could she not say yes? You have her hand.
I was hoping
she was gonna go.
Captive audience, right? You know? No, she said yes, and when it was love at first sight. It really was. I mean,
He speaks very highly of him.
I knew.
Yeah. I love that because Clay's like that with his wife.
Yeah.
Dr. Sherwood's like that with you. It's so beautiful. I love that.
Well, it's true. I mean, she's awesome.
Yeah, she is.
So I said today from the stage, she is my perfectly glazed prime rib, not my spare rib.
Oh.
The crowd went crazy. Pretty cool.
And it's cool because you can work together now in your practice.
We do.
I know that when you win your governorship, you'll probably have to step aside and do governor stuff, whatever governors do.
For a time. But it's okay. Our practice is not going to go anywhere.
Right.
People need to know that. We're training people right now to sort of keep that thing going. And we're going to communicate the idea of health from that platform. And how many think that, you know, the governors and even leaders should be communicating about health today? Nobody is. So it's going to be a opportunity to really become kind of governor of governors.
Amen. Because you can join DeSantis, Carrie Lake.
Oh,
you,
totally.
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to be a band of amazing governors to be like the high standard of this is what governorship should be like. And the Wisconsin guy running, I can't think of his name, governor.
I know you're talking
about. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine if we had all these DeSantis type people in leadership in all the states? Exactly.
Yes.
It's the most exciting time. What do you hope to accomplish as governor of Oklahoma?
Well, kind of exactly what you said. We need to create the idea of a sovereignty once again to understand and communicate to the people that the government works for you. You don't work for them. We don't see enough governors truly representing the people, honoring God in principle, and protecting the Constitution of the United States. And that's the thing that we're going to do. We have a broad vision and a broad concept of what Oklahoma can be like. You know, for Oklahoma, I want to see no mandates at all as a condition of employment, medical care, or anything like that, education. We want to see the abortion, which we believe is a crime. I have pledged to the constituents that I'm going to see that completely eliminated within 30 days. I believe that. People say, well, how? Watch God.
That's how.
I'm not going to, you know, look, if we trust God with those things, we'll get there. I want to see Oklahoma have You know, the current governor talks about a top 10 state. I don't want to even have that comparison. That's like looking at blood work and saying you're normal. You're normally terrible. You know, that's goofy. But we need to be number one. Number one, and we need to take what Governor DeSantis is doing in Florida and bring it up about 10 notches. Yeah. And when we do, it's going to inspire all these other governors to do the same thing. And when the boat goes up with the tide,
that's right.
It's going to cause that. And that's what I see happening. I see that happening. I see several states that are loosely affiliated as a coalition stepping up and standing up against the federal government tyranny and saying, you know, we love you. You're smaller. We're larger. And this is the way we're going to live.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's so great. I think Oklahoma would be blessed to have you at the helm, guiding and leading them. And you have a wonderful wife by your side.
It's a package deal, Oklahoma.
Got you back.
The future First Lady of Oklahoma. It's a pleasure to know both of you guys. Honestly, I'm glad God brought us all together.
Amen.
And I'm glad to be a platform to help get your word out and message. I'm always going to be here for you, so you need to get the word out. I'm your girl. I'm here for you guys.
Oh, and, we appreciate
thank you guys
that.
So
Love
much
it,
for all
thank
you're
you.
Doing.
Thank you
so
us.
Much.
In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait, get it today.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Uh-oh.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Hey, now today I'm going to talk to you about your money and how you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. So I'm Amber May. Normally I talk about other things, but today I'm going to focus on your wealth. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car. And so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out, they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how, with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if you want an account that's going to help you be flexible, getting your money when you need it without penalties or taxes, and you want sustainable retirement, then you get to talk to us at Amber May at A&M Futures. So reach me at theambermayshow.com, hit the contact button, and I'll show you how you have access when you need your money the most.